USDA's quarterly hog and pigs report issued on Monday afternoon shows the total inventory as of December 1st in this country, 64.3 million head of hogs. That's down 1% from a year ago. Breeding herd inventory at 5.7 million head, down 1%. Market hog inventory at 58.5 million head, also down 1%. Carl Skold is an analyst with Westside Economics, says the breeding herd grew by only 8,000 head during this last quarter.
We did see quite a bit of restraint, which was good to see given the higher break-evens we saw through the quarter and the price pressure we saw toward the tail end of the quarter that really into November below many producers' costs of production. And I think the intentions clearly show that with the September, November down. But also, if you look out front, the intentions for December, February, and March, May, which will impact production going into next year, were both below trade expectations. So I think overall it was slightly positive, but not significantly so, because we've had quite a run-up in hog futures going into the report.
John Notcliffe, who is with the Sterling Marketing Group, remains conservative in his price projections.
And this is basis the Western Corn Belt. I've got about $73 on the first quarter, and then on the second quarter about $84, and about $84 for the third, and on the fourth quarter I've got about $73. If you weigh those again, that gives you for the year, about $78.
That would be a 7% increase over this last year. After 2.5 years of industry losses, Skold says that many pork producers began making money early this past year. Despite that, Skold says the industry is still very much in a recovery mode.
Going into the fall, I think some might have thought about expanding, but I think it was fairly minimal just given the rise of cost of production. I think those types of cost of production, we have corn futures now over $6. And I think that's going to hold things in check where people are going to be very cautious.
Compared to competitive meats, Skoll believes that pork remains in a very positive situation. The Hog and Pigs report, issued by USDA, showing Oklahoma hog numbers at 2.33 million head. That's the eighth largest hog herd by state in the United States. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.